7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Let's get it together. I guess the cat's not joining me today. So, at the sound of the beep, and TM.beep, it will be 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And we're hanging out today at the Goth Laundromat. I'm having fun because what do they serve at the Goth Laundromat? That's right. Delicious, yummy tea. And what kind of tea am I drinking today? Well, let's find out. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh, I can taste the altitude. 600. No, 700. No, 740 meters. That's the altitude at which this high mountain oolong tea has been grown. And it's so yummy. Oh, super extra delicious. Super duper extra delicious. Okay, so what's happening? What's going on? Well, it's raining outside. Otherwise, we'd be outdoors looking for some mushrooms. Because it's starting to cool down. Although it's only been cool for the last 2 days, you know. We need another day or two. We need about 4 or 5 days, and then we need the rains. And the rain will give us the lovely mushrooms. The lovely mushrooms we're looking for. I do like mushrooms. They're exciting and delicious. They're the two best things you can be. Exciting and delicious. Okay, so since we're here in the Goth Laundromat today, I think it's time to grab the notebook. I think it's time to talk about the progress on the goth song. Now, did I put a little tab on here so I could ever find it in the notebook? I did find some of those sticky tabby things in the dollar store, and I put them on my notebook. So now I got all these little tabs sticking out, and I can't figure out which tab is for which projects. And so I'm at the point where I'm thinking, oh, I should write something on these tabs so I know which tabs. So then I'm just going to need to put tabs on the tabs. And yeah, I don't know where the damn, where did it go? Yeah, well, good thing I put those tabs on there because now I can't find anything. Anyway, I wrote some more lyrics last night for the Electro Goth project. And it's not that I wrote lyrics so much as I thought of a couple of phrases that I needed to write down that we got to work in there because they're very goth sounding. Very goth. And I'm not sure how I came up with these, I just did. But line number one, or phrase number one, 3 words. Should one desire. Ah, that's so good. 3 words that have multiple meanings with no other context. That's what we're looking for. Multiple meaning and little to no context. The second line that I thought of might be improved on, but originally I came up with drink from thine chalice. Then I thought that might be better with as drink from thine own chalice. And then you could be then drink from mine, blah, 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 you know, whatever. It doesn't freaking matter. We're just writing the most inane stuff we can. because that's what pop music is all about. Okay, so what else is happening? Oh yeah, I thought of a great name for a band last night, also written down right here on this napkin. Right, yeah, not in the notebook for writing these things down, on the napkin. What is the name of this band? This is terrible. This will make you laugh. This could be a good goth band. This could be the name of an electro goth project, just not mine. And what is that name? Savage Cabaret. It's so great. And how did I think of it? Well, I was thinking of Cabernet Sauvignon, the wine. And then I thought of, like, Cabernet Sauvage, you know, the savage Cabernet. And then I thought, oh, that would be funnier as Cabaret, Cabaret Sauvage. Although that then sounds too much like Cabaret Voltaire, so I turned it around to make it Savage Cabaret, and now it just sounds too much like Savage Garden. So if the guys from Savage Garden can get together with the guys from Cabaret Voltaire, they could have, you know, a very savage cabaret of in Voltaire's Garden. Voltaire's Garden, also a great name for a band. Oh, I make myself laugh sometimes. Oh my goodness, but we need to get down to business. To buy our product, you need to have money. Isn't that correct, SMJ? Yes, it is, but no, it's not YMO. We gotta listen to Nene. What's Nene doing? Did Nene buy a ticket? Did Nene go to the train station? What train is Nene getting on? Yeah. Oh, can you believe that? Crazy Train on a snakeskin shamisen. But it was the long-neck Chinese kind, not the Okinawan kind. Oh, Nene Music, I love you, and I love those boots you were wearing. If you have a chance to see that video, and I highly recommend that you watch it, explain that dress to me, because it's I like it because it's, you know, it's half Chinese and half Transformers. It's dragons on top and the skirt is robot. How does that work? But more importantly, check out those boots. Check out those boots she was wearing. Oh, here's Pippa. Hi, Pippa. Welcome to the goth laundromat. Do you want to wash your clothes? All the loads are dark. Yes, that's true. It's dark loads only here in the goth laundromat. There are handwritten signs and black magic marker on every washing machine. Dark loads only. And when I first saw it, I thought it said dark lords only. And I went, wait, am I a dark lord? Am I allowed to be here?
What about you, Pippa? Are you a dark lord?
Okay, I think the dark lord of fluff, that's you.
You're the dark lord of fluffiness.
Yes, rub your face on the microphone. People love hearing that.
Here, get on the kitty buggy. Get in this kitty
Okay, or just walk away. We can do that too. Pippa makes an appearance. And then wanders off, because that's what happens. All right, something else I need to tell you. It's extraordinarily important. I have a new hobby. Is this my new hobby? I have a new game that I like to play, although I don't understand how this is. I don't know how to explain this, because this will make sense to no one. I've been watching TV. Really, Tobe? You? On that giant television you have that's 1 meter across? Look at that damn thing. It's huge. You could have a board meeting on it. You could turn it so it was flat. You could have, you know, an entire board of directors meeting around this television. You could serve a meal for 12 people. You could serve Thanksgiving for your entire family. What was I talking about? Yeah, my new hobby. I've been watching this webcam. There's a webcam. I mentioned it yesterday, the day before. I don't know. I've been watching this webcam recently. And it's just pointing at I would say it's an intersection, but it's not. It's pointed at a rail crossing. There's two railroad tracks. The camera's pointed at the place where the cars can drive over the railroad tracks. And it's in a semi-rural area in Japan, and so you get to see a lot of keita, and you get to see a lot of people walking around, and you see lots of cars, and then you see trains. And it has audio. Oh boy, I stayed up a little bit too late last night watching this and taking notes. Yes, it's true. Written right here in my notebook. I wrote down the times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I wrote down the times of 7 trains driving by. Which direction they went. What track they were on. What color they were. And then notes of any other things. Why did I not take notes of Keita driving across the tracks? That's the next thing I'm going to do. And I'll probably start doing that tonight. Yeah, it's raining in Japan, too. So, that's nice. Anyway, this is unrelated to remote Japanese train spotting, which is apparently my new hobby. Or I'm turning this into a game. I haven't figured it out yet. I mean, after all, I've only been doing this for a grand total of about an hour. I stumbled onto an interesting music recording a couple days ago that I need to share with you. Especially today, because this is Friday. Friday at the Goth Laundromat. Friday. That means tonight, in a little over 7 hours and 15 minutes, we're going to have Synth Battle Royale right here on Anon Radio. That's right, so stay tuned for the next 7 hours and 15 minutes and listen to Synth Battle Royale. I will be participating along with other SDF users. And that's why I need to play this recording. This is going to be this is going to be of some interest to, well, my key demo, the SBR demo, and SDF users, because this is some synth, and it's early, and I mean early on, and oh my goodness, let's just jump in.
That music, part of the Axon's Approach, written for the BBC by Dudley Simpson and realized by Brian Hodgson, was made entirely on one EMS Synthi VCS3 and keyboard, using a normal twin-track tape recorder. EMS of London bring you a complete range of voltage-controlled synthesizers, from the portable Synthi A to the large console Synthi 100, the most powerful synthesizer in the world at any price. We won't use up this little record by demonstrating simple sounds. You will discover the amazing power of our equipment for yourself, because believe us, you will not be able to resist owning one. Instead, we give you a selection of music composed by leaders in the electronic music field and all realized on EMS equipment. From sound effects to pop, from light entertainment to classical and avant-garde, a Synthi can do it. Take, for example, this delightful Canon by David Forhouse of Kaleidophon. The classics, perhaps. Peter Zinoviev plays Haydn, with a few variations of his own. Here's a dance from Noah, written by Delia Derbyshire for the BBC, using Synthi equipment. Its mixture of gaiety and sadness make it irresistible for children to dance to. Because of its very special sound, the Synthi is ideal when maximum impact is wanted in a very short duration. In this call sign for BBC Radio Solent, also by Delia Derbyshire, she uses the ring modulator to make unusual chime sounds.
You are listening to BBC Northumbria on 7.8 kilocycles. Oh my God, I'm losing my mind. But let's hear another blast from the past.
There's a missing chapter, which is EMS in all the books about electronic music. People do not know what incredible mechanical adventures we were up to. I don't know quite how I came into electronic music itself. I like doing experimental music by recording sounds. And it was very early on that I realized that cutting tape was a hopeless procedure and that really this had to be done in a more sensible way. And this was the beginning of a digital age. And this was the first computer in the world in a private house.
Putney, where Peter Zinoviev has a hobby which is strictly for boffins. He keeps it in his garden shed, and it's called Digital PDP 8/S. Yes, it's a computer, and it has a hobby too, composing music. Peter helps with the ideas, but the actual performance is all Digital's work.
Digital computers were already used in process control in factories. That's exactly what we wanted. We wanted to process control for different sounds so that one would follow another or a combination of them would be heard.
Oh, we just heard our master's voice. Oh my God, yes, that was Peter Zinoviev himself. And two things. One, was that a little jab at Delia? His little comment about cutting up tape was hopeless? Hopelessly tedious. Oh my God. And two, yeah, if you've ever seen any titles of songs with Zinoviev in them, I don't know, by like Tepid Pejorative or somebody, yeah, now you know what they're talking about. Anyway, that first recording we heard was a little sampler from EMS, an actual flexi disc. A flexi disc. EMS produced a flexi. And oh boy, wasn't that narrator just name dropping left and right? He mentioned Zinoviev, and then he dropped Delia Derbyshire's name twice. Delia. Oh. Our patron martyr saint of synthesizer. Oh, Delia, Saint Delia. Pippa has returned. Hi, fluffy kitty. Oh my God. And yes, there is more of that. Yeah, of the EMS Flexi. Maybe I'll have to play some more of that at some point. Hi, Peppa. Are you going to just be a cat loaf, or do you want to get in the kitty pit? Oh, we're just loafing. Okay, we've got a cat loaf here. And then that little snippet of interview that we heard from Peter Zinoviev, that was from a little documentary on EMS themselves. Now, I imagine that there are some of you, my loyal committee members, who might not know exactly what we're talking about here. Okay, well, this is some deep synth stuff. You know how much we love synth around here, and I'm not just talking about the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm talking about SDF in general and the non-radio. Hey, remember, synth battle starts in 7 hours and 8 minutes from now, so be sure to tune in 7 hours for synth battle. We are a bunch of synthesizer dorks around here, and we love early synthesizers. And not only do we love early synthesizers, we love the cool ones. And EMS is an interesting chapter in early synthesizer history. Zinoviev mentioned it there. He sort of said, oh, it's a forgotten chapter. Well, some of us haven't forgotten it. EMS, Electronic Music Studios, was a studio in London where everything went down. And not only was it a studio, it was also a synthesizer company. EMS was a company formed by Peter Zinoviev, Tristram Gary, and oh my God, I forgot the third guy's name suddenly. I feel terrible. And they made some synthesizers. This was after the Moog came out. And they said, wow, these synthesizers sure are cool, but damn, they're expensive. Nobody in England will be able to buy any. And so they designed their own synthesizers. And these EMS synthesizers, like the one mentioned, the VC3, that was their first one. They were very interesting because they were modular, but they were small. And you didn't have to use any patch cords because they had little matrix tables, little pin matrices. Basically a matrix mixer, but you would put a little conductive pin in this little point like a breadboard. So imagine a breadboard on a synth and you're doing the little connections with these little pins, you're just sticking them in. And you don't have to run patch cables all the hell all over, and you don't have to spend $1,000 on patch cables that your cat likes to chew on them because she thinks they're kitty spaghetti, like you, because you think everything is kitty spaghetti. Yes, I'm talking about your face, your fluffy kitty face. So I got a cat. So these EMS synthesizers were really cool, and they were Now, oh, man, I would love to get my hands on one. I wonder if SMJ has one. Hey, SMJ, do you have an EMS? You got a Synthi VC3? Right, so these synthesizers are cool. And they had the VC3 had a joystick. You didn't have to buy the keyboard. You could just use the joystick. And who used to love that joystick? Yeah, Brian Eno. You can see Brian Eno going nuts on a VC3 with a joystick in a lot of videos. And the VC3 was also very famous for a song that you might recognize. Yeah! The Who won't get fooled again. Oh, so awesome. But you know what the funny thing is I always thought that was a ARP 2600, an ARP 2600, because I've got an ARP 26 manual that says, oh, Pete Townsend owns one of these, and we know for a fact that he did, and he used it on stuff later, but that wasn't what he used on Won't Get Fooled Again. There is some questions, though. Was it a full-on VC3 that he used, or did he just run an organ through the filter? It doesn't matter. It doesn't actually matter, because no matter what happened, he had to use part, at least, of a VC3 by EMS. And we do love our filters around here, don't we? Yes, and you can hear all that filter action in that introduction to that song. You can hear that filter opening and up and closing, and I need some more tea. Oh my goodness, I'm running extraordinarily low on tea. So anyway, if you're any kind of person who likes history or documentaries, or you like to learn about stuff that happened in the past, you might want to look into Electronic Music Studios, EMS. They made synthesizers. They did interesting things. They made interesting music. And here's a little interesting tip that not a lot of people know. One of the founders, Tristram Carey and Delia Derbyshire, they started a band. There was somebody else in the band. It wasn't one of the other EMS guys, though. I can't remember. It wasn't Zinoviev. Yeah, but they had a band. They had an electronic music band. I think they only had one performance. It went very, very badly due to technical reasons, and nobody understood what the hell they were doing, so they basically got panned by the critics, and I don't think they ever played again. I'm not sure, but if you're going to be doing any kind of synthesizer research, that's something you can look into. Delia, our patron martyr saint. Oh my god, I can't wait. I can't wait for synth battle tonight. What am I going to do for synth battle? I don't know. I have no idea. Going to have to yank a lot of patch cables out, though, because we got to start from scratch. Got to do some synthing. I can't wait to be on Synth Battle Royale. Synth Battle Royale starts in, well, about 7 hours, 1 minute, and 15 seconds. Oh, wait, but I should also tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I'm going to go watch synth stuff.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.